It's Thursday, February 5th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Three candidates are jockeying to replace Allen Superior Court Judge Fran Gohl when she retires at the end of the year. Doctors would need to get patient consent for invasive examinations performed on unconscious patients under proposed legislation. And insurance companies would be blocked from charging hospitals a penalty for connecting patients with out-of-network providers under a bill moving through the legislature. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Three candidates are jockeying to replace Allen Superior Court Judge Fran Gohl when she retires at the end of the year. The candidates include Gohl's daughter, who works as a deputy prosecutor, and two Allen County magistrates. All three have served in the Allen County Prosecutor's Office. Christina Gohl has worked as a prosecutor for more than a decade, including stints in Marion and Allen counties. Allen Superior Court Magistrate Samuel Kearns also announced his candidacy. Before becoming a magistrate in the criminal division, Kearns was a member of Judge Gohl's drug court team as a deputy prosecutor. Allen County Circuit Court Magistrate Jesus Rick Trevino is also running for the seat. In 2021, the former Allen County deputy prosecutor became the first Hispanic man to serve as a judicial official in the county. Doctors would need to get patient consent for invasive examinations performed on unconscious patients under proposed legislation. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the bill requires doctors to let patients know about pelvic, prostate, or rectal examinations being done before they happen.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has recently released guidance for hospitals around informed consent. Indiana's proposal largely brings the state in line with the federal guidance. Bill author Senator Michael Kreider says the measure is in response to a patient who is a survivor of sexual assault and underwent a procedure without her prior knowledge.
Essentially, what I'm trying to do is make sure that we don't end up in situations where a patient feels like they've received some level of examination that they did not consent to.
The bill includes some exceptions for cases of medical emergency. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
The bill was heard in committee, but isn't expected to receive a vote until next week. Insurance companies would be blocked from charging hospitals a penalty for connecting patients with out-of-network providers under a bill moving through the legislature. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the insurance company Elevance, which is the parent company to Anthem, announced they would institute the penalty starting in January of this year.
The penalty on out-of-network services comes as insurance companies say they've been impacted by the federal No Surprises Act, which requires hospitals and insurance companies to negotiate the cost of out-of-network care. Insurance companies say that they have been losing disputes with hospitals over the cost of care, costing them money. But bill author Scott Baldwin says shifting the burden to hospitals is unfair and will impact consumers.
Well, where do you think that's going to go? It's ultimately going to go to the patient. Clearly, it's going to go to the patient.
Baldwin says many hospitals in Indiana are operating on negative margins, and it's important for the state to take a stance on the insurance fees. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
The bill was heard in committee but didn't move this week. Indiana leaders will give extra scrutiny to Medicaid and other federally funded, state-administered social services programs as part of a new entity focused on fraud, waste, and abuse. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
Indiana Governor Mike Braun created the Council on Fraud Detection and Prevention in an executive order. Our news partners at Indiana Capital Chronicle report that Braun points out Indiana runs the same child nutrition programs implicated in Minnesota fraud schemes. Per the order, agency heads will meet at least quarterly to coordinate the state's handling of federal programs. Indiana's Office of Inspector General is already responsible for investigating and addressing fraud, waste, abuse, and wrongdoing in executive branch agencies. I'm Jill Sheridan.
More news in a moment.
Hi, I'm Curtis L. Chrysler, a professor of English at Purdue University Fort Wayne and the current Indiana Poet Laureate. I believe WBOI enriches our local and regional community with vital news and information. It elucidates our government, education, economics, arts, and culture. It presents national and international coverage, enhancing our democracy.
Join Curtis in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save. Here's what to know for today. The Indiana House voted in favor of a bill that would give Allen, DeKalb, Steuben, and Wayne counties a chance at becoming the new home for the Rising Sun Casino. Indiana lawmakers overhauled an immigration bill to align with the Trump administration's immigration enforcement policies. And WBOI's Zach Bernard has more on Field Notes.
Victoria Jacobson drops by to discuss girls' basketball sectionals, our all-SAC selections. We'll also talk about her thoughts ahead of Sunday's big NFL game. I'll close with notes on the NFL, the Comets, and more. Field Notes comes out every Thursday. You can find it at wboi.org/fieldnotes or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Who and What for Thursday, February 5th. These stories and more can be found at wboi.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.